goddamn thing. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, here's the favorite.
Cousins!
One of the favorites.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's pick a winner.
Academy Award nominee Randy Quaid.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
True story, incidentally. He was an Academy Award nominee.
For wow. What?
Last Detail.
Oh, for what?
With Jack Nicholson, The Last Detail.
I've never even heard of that movie.
That was a movie about two guys escorting a Navy guy to the brig. And it was 1973.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, you're the winner on that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the total Randy Quaid winner on that, Mike.
I just read it.
Oh, you just read it. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I just read it.
All right, ass. You poser.
Pretty slick, though.
I can't help. You know, sometimes I wish I was a better liar. You know, yeah, I'm surprised you didn't know that. Just put it away. No one would have ever known.
You got a magazine right in front of you.
And I just happened to read it just now.
Tomorrow's leap year 2008. Right. And as you know, for the entire 23 years we've worked together, every 4 years we set aside one show and make it the all-caller show.
A beloved tradition.
No, that's a total lie. We've done it a couple of times.
And we do it at our peril.
I think we've honed it and refined it. Tomorrow's show will be titled 300, mm-hmm. like the movie, because we're all going to be wearing our gay toga outfits.
Yes.
And also we want to attempt to take 300 live on-screen calls during the show tomorrow.
This is Sparta!
A caller a minute. And on the rare occasions, if we have someone that we cannot handle, Rob is going to come in.
And handle the call nicely.
Nicely.
Yes. Rob is going to have to finesse problem callers by being nice.
Rob says no problem.
Be nice to nice the way you are to, like, guests that you don't care about. You know what I mean? When we get a guest that you really could get, but you're super polite, Rob.
Sure.
Right.
Not like that patronizing way you are with your wife and with your family.
Genuine nice or genuine sounding, at least.
Right. Yeah, maybe even tweak it up if you feel like it. Tweak it up to the way you are when we get the occasional celebrity on this show.
How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that maybe is almost too much phony.
Well, it depends on how he has to handle him.
You know what? I will pull my niceness from their demeanor.
Very good.
And how they respond to me.
Okay.
That
could be trouble.
Exactly.
But always nice.
But the meaner they are, the nicer you are, right?
Above all nice. All
right. The professor of nice.
Professor niceness.
P-O-N.
Anyway, that's tomorrow, Big Leap Year show.
Yay.
Now we're going to finish the Saturday Night Live thing. And we got it down from 32 to 16 to 8.
The sweet Elite Eight.
Here we go. The worst Saturday Night Live cast members ever.
And it's getting tougher as we get smaller.
In your Elite Eight, we offer up Randy Quaid versus A. Whitney Brown. Who is worse? Second round game. Jimmy Fallon versus Brad Hall. It's not really second round, but it's the second platform.
Second bracket.
Call it that.
Thank you, bracket. Jimmy Fallon, Brad Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Third bracket. Jim Belushi versus Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Who's worse?
Gotcha.
And the final one. Tim Kazurinsky against Kevin Nealon.
All right.
That is freaking hard. As we would have said earlier today, that's trucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm in.
We're ready to vote.
Good.
The worst cast members of all time.
We're going to get it down now from 8 till 4. Randy Quaid versus A. Whitney Brown. I went Quaid all the way. I'm a Quaalude.
I believe that on my tiebreaker vote, I got A. Whitney Brown through. And I voted for him again, A. Whitney Brown.
Same here. Another vote for Brown.
Wow. Horrible.
This makes it tough.
Yeah.
Because I voted for Randy Quaid.
Tie, Mike.
Now, who got the last tiebreaker? I believe you did.
It's your turn, Mike.
I'm going to let A. Whitney Brown through. He is absolutely horrible.
That's a stunning upset.
Mm-hmm. Horrible. Really, really
now
terrible.
This is really like the NCAA where some crappy team beats Duke.
See, I'm not voting for my favorite worst. I'm voting for the worst worst.
I know, and I am right. too, and I really think Randy Quaid is the worst.
Well, I think here's the way I looked at that. Guys, I looked at Randy Quaid being a bigger name.
Guys, I'm all about the voting. It's okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Jimmy Fallon versus Brad Hall. I voted for James Fallon. Mike.
Ready for a surprise? I voted for Jimmy Fallon.
Buzz.
I said Brad Hall.
Robbie? That's okay. I happily break the tie. James Fallon.
Cool. I like this game.
James Fallon moves along. Jim Belushi versus Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
No need for any voting here.
If there's anybody that did not pick Belushi, just say yes. All right, he's through.
Right. Very good.
And then a tough one, the toughest one to call.
Uh-huh.
Tim Kazurinsky versus Kevin Nealon.
On paper, it's so tough.
Tim Kazurinsky gets my vote.
Wow.
Mike.
Kevin Nealon.
Buzz.
I said Kazurinsky.
Robbie.
Kevin Nealon.
Ooh, Mike,
I'm
you
the
get
tiebreaker.
To break the
Nealon goes through.
Nealon goes through to
against
the final
Denny
four.
Dillon. I didn't like him, but I like him now. Yeah. Kevin Nealon.
Then it's time to just stand up. Rob, stand up and give us our choices. We got four. It'll be 2-on-2. Let's just do this live right now. Oh, let me turn that on for you.
A. Whitney Brown. Uh-huh. Jimmy Fallon, Jim Belushi, Kevin Nealon.
One of these four will be the worst cast member of all time. Give us the very first bracket in the finals.
The first matchup is A. Whitney Brown at Jimmy Fallon.
I go with Jimmy Fallon. Mike.
Got to go with A. Whitney Brown again.
I said Fallon.
I got to go Brown.
I'm the tiebreaker.
No, we know it's you got beaten there, right? Didn't we all take
Brown?
No, that was a tie.
That's a tie.
Oh, it's a tie. All right, so you're going
to
get...
Fallon goes through.
Mm-hmm.
Fallon goes through to the finals.
What an injustice.
He's going to get beat by Belushi.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hollow victory.
All right, what's the next one, Robbie?
Kevin Nealon at Jim Belushi.
Okay.
I'm going to vote with the Belushis.
Mike.
The fighting Belushis, the fighting James Belushis.
I'm going to go with Jim Belushi.
There you go. Me too.
Yeah, it's a sweep.
Vote your conscience.
And, you know, as a statistician, when we have our vote next week, it could be Belushi. But I don't want to overstep my bounds.
No.
Rob, we've worked it down from 64 to 32 to 16 to 8 to 4. Who are the final two playing for the chance to be the worst ever?
Two young kids. Guys, Jim Belushi at Jimmy Fallon. Jim Belushi at Jimmy Fallon.
Easy.
I vote Jim Belushi.
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 Belushi sweeps.
Live
Belushi.
From New York, it's Saturday night.
We have a winner.
Yay.
Belushi, Jim Belushi, officially the Don and Mike Show. Worst cast member ever on Saturday Night Live.
In a stunning upset.
And he had some decent competition.
Tim Kazurinsky, Rich Hall, Sherry O'Terry, Kevin Nealon, Mary Gross, Gary Kroger, Randy Quaid, Jimmy Fallon, Charles Rocket, Brad Hall, Jim Brewer, Horatio Sands, Gilbert Gottfried. They all stink.
They all were sucky cast members, but there was only one who was the suckiest. And you know what? With all the disagreeing that we did, eventually the cream rose to the bottom.
Fell
to the bottom.
That's not cream.
Right.
All right, so Rob, in order, in backwards order, give us our worst 10. This should be a list that we could be very proud of.
Sure.
Okay, starting with the worst?
Yeah, starting with, according to us, the 10 worst cast members ever.
Jim Belushi.
No, do it backwards, like 10 to 1.
Oh, count down.
Number 10?
It would have to be the 8 then.
The Elite 8.
All right,
the Elite 8 would
backwards,
be.
Backwards, as we voted them, please.
Randy Quaid.
At number 8.
A. Whitney Brown.
Number 7.
Jimmy Fallon.
At number 6.
Brad Hall.
At number 5.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Wow, that's harsh. She's at number 4.
Tim Kazurinsky.
Number 3.
Kevin Nealon.
Number 2.
And your winner.
Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
Just like the NCAA tournament, you know, Julie Louis-Dreyfus has got to be looking at that going, who did I kill to end up being number four on this list?
Well, tell me one thing she did on the show.
Right.
I mean, yeah, but I still think it was odd just based on her talent level and her body of work afterwards, which
surprising.
Does play a little bit of a part.
The correct answer to one thing she did on the show would have been Brad Hall.
That's right. Exactly.
And looking back, as we now offer some analysis, I've got to tell you.
Are you the Billy Packer of this?
Tim Russert and David Gregory, I've got to tell you, after watching this, it is my feeling that the voters voted for Jim Belushi more out of his work on According to Jim and Blues Brothers 2 more than on his actual work on Saturday Night Live.
But, you know, even when I actually hated Kevin Nealon so much during his run on that show, you take Fever Pitch out of it for me. I think it was a wonderful choice coming down to Jimmy Fallon and Jim Belushi. I think that was a wonderful bottom two.
Very good.
I just want Randy Quaid to know that we're all still behind you, that even though you finished eighth, you're much worse than that.
You're much, much worse than that, and we loved your work in Brokeback Mountain.
And I'm guessing these are nothing but congratulatory calls.
I'm sure. No doubt.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's your guy's agenda with Jim Belushi? Did he, like, stiff you in an interview or something?
Maybe you've never...
You voted him over Tim
Kazurinsky? See, we actually have someone debating us now as to whether Jim Belushi is more talented than Tim Kazurinsky.
I offer this.
Yes, Rob.
Tim Kazurinsky did many a funny desk piece during the Saturday Night News. He would always play a nerd-type character. Give me something that Jim Belushi did that was funny.
Horrible.
What did Belushi do on SNL?
Worse than horrible.
Yeah, Tim Kazurinsky. Listen, you know what? It's really tough to argue who's worse. It really is, but... Because when you think of the body of work of Tim Kazurinsky,
it's like
Tim Kazurinsky always came across as too old.
Name one Kazurinsky character.
Name one Jim Belushi character.
Jimbo the.
No, name one thing that Jim Belushi ever did on that show besides be John Belushi's brother. And that's why we voted the way we voted.
End of the round.
Tim Kazurinsky, that is too funny.
Thank you for the kudos.
It's like trying to choose a least favorite child.
It
is. You can't do it.
No time for everything. We just got to
go. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
You ready, Grandpa?
I'm ready.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.